All right, everybody, we have some absurd breaking news. We are 180 days into the United States war with Iran, and Donald Trump and his administration are now announcing an entirely new effort, an entirely new operation to try to put maximum economic pressure on the country of Iran. This is just baffling, stupid, disappointing, and honestly offensive for a few reasons. We were told 100 days ago, 130 days ago, that this war was won, that we had taken out all of their military, we had taken out their nuclear capacity. They used the word obliterated their nuclear capacity. They said regime change had been done. This was decisive defeat. And yet time and time again, since then, we have seen the Strait of Hormuz continue to close down, meaning Iran still does have a military. We've seen Trump hide for his life in a catering cart in Turkey, meaning Iran still does have an active military. I want to remind you, Natalie Harp was one of the few people that Donald Trump decided to bring into that catering cart in Turkey when that happened at the NATO summit. So just to back up, we are 180 days into a war that we were promised would only take 4 to 6 weeks. We've gotten zero military objectives resolved, and Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, comes out today with a press conference announcing an entirely new strategy. Like, I can't even describe how much this administration is floundering. They very clearly have no control over what's happening. You know the carrot and the stick? You know, they say, like, you can fight with a carrot and a stick? Trump has tried the carrot, which is negotiating with them and enticing them, and that doesn't work at all. He's also tried the stick, which is bombing them and using the military. That doesn't work at all. So Trump is vacillating between these two failing strategies as we are incapable of getting out of this war. Let me play this video of our Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, because he sounds frantic, he sounds out of breath, and he compares what the U.S. is currently doing with D-Day. Now, I'm currently in Los Angeles with my girlfriend. We're doing a week of meetings and important back-end building of Mockler Media. I've got some interesting debates that you guys will like. I've got some meetings with people that could really help us in this next stage. It means the world to me that you guys have my back during all of this, that you guys are still with me. So make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. I'm right about to do an interview with Kathy Griffin and then with Shane Smith of Vice News. Then some more debates coming up. But let's take a look at Scott Bessent sounding frantic, out of breath, in comparing the Iran war to D-Day. I'm not sure that's the comparison you want to make, but let's take a listen here.
Today, at President Trump's direction, the United States Treasury has begun Operation Economic Outcast, an unprecedented campaign against the Islamic Republic of Iran and its enablers. In the Second World War, D-Day marked the historic beginning of a campaign with our allies to target and drive the enemy from its positions, including those in third countries. Today, in that same spirit, we are launching an economic onslaught against Iran's financial connections around the globe. Our objective is to sever every economic lifeline that sustains this tyrannical regime until Tehran stands alone.
Okay, so they want Tehran to stand alone. Can I just point out a few things here? They are saying this 180 days into this war that they've declared we've already won. We are quite literally trapped in a war with Iran, very reminiscent of both Iraq and Afghanistan, where the victory that we took up front by killing Saddam Hussein very quickly turned into a grinding counterinsurgency, where for years and years and years, the U.S. has spent trillions of dollars trying to fight that war in the Middle East. We finally had pulled out. Biden had pulled us out of Afghanistan, not perfectly, but he did pull us out, and now Trump put us back into Iraq, and we are now in another endless war. U.S. citizens spent collectively $100 billion on gas, like extra gas prices, because of this war. U.S. citizens have collectively had to pay out of our pocket for the weapons and the rockets that we're using during this failed war. Trump is now asking for $1.6 trillion for our military budget in 2026. That is a 60% increase, and that is a direct result of this failed war with Iran. So let's go back to this economic D-Day that Scott Bessent is announcing. You notice that he was quite shaken and out of breath in that clip right here. Bessent previously said that they were getting great results from our economic sanctions, but he never elaborated on what those results were. So it's funny to me. When I had that moment with Scott Jennings about 3 months back, like that was 3 or 4 months ago, where he blew up on me, It's because I was asking him a very simple question. I was laying out the fact that we haven't gotten any political concessions from Iran. The goal of any war should be to extract political concessions from your enemy via force. So if you're using force to try to extract a concession like land or some sort of goods, some sort of treaty, then that is the goal of a war. We have used force against Iran. We've done that part. But we've gotten zero concessions and haven't extracted anything. They still have the nuclear capacity. They still have the nuclear material in Iran, in Fordo and Esfahan. They still have the same regime in place. They still have missiles that they can use to close down the Strait of Hormuz. We are quite literally in a worse position than we were 180 days ago, which is why Scott Bessent is now trying to use economic sanctions in order to extract concessions from Iran. I think the cold hard truth is, at this point, Iran is just trying to last as long as they can and outmaneuver the United States, rather, heading into the midterms. We are only about 2 or 3 months away from a very close midterm election that Donald Trump desperately wants to use to maintain power. Iran understands that they can effectively Jimmy Carter Donald Trump. And that's no disrespect to Jimmy Carter as a president whatsoever. It's not meant as that. It's meant to point out that Iran, back in the late 70s and early 80s, figured out that they can inflict maximum damage on a president if they simply hold something hostage, whether it's holding a bunch of U.S. citizens and diplomats hostage, or, in the case of today, holding the Strait of Hormuz hostage along with the entire oil flow in the Strait of Hormuz. This is like 20 to 30% of the world's oil supply that is being held hostage by Iran. They are holding a metaphorical gas nozzle to the head of every single American and every single person who wants lower prices, and that is affecting Donald Trump. When we take a step back even further and just zoom out, I'm a 23-year-old dude. I care a lot about having a future that is prosperous for America, for the people that I love, for my family, for my girlfriend. And when I think of the policies being enacted by Donald Trump, I do not see a prosperous future ahead. This guy slashed USAID, is way too soft on Russia while they bomb and occupy Ukraine, and then has the goal to start a war with Iran, therefore creating another crisis. Like right now, we have $40 trillion in debt in the United States. And just so you guys know, I'm in the back of an Uber right now just going off about Iran and about the debt of the United States. I probably look like a madman, but make sure you drop a like below. Just to back up, $1 trillion per year just on the interest of our national debt. This is going to keep growing, keep accumulating. This is going to keep compounding, like almost exponentially, as we all get older. And Donald Trump promised that he was going to end the deficit when he got into office. He was going to end the deficit, basically bring it down to zero by appointing Elon Musk to Doge. Yet it has only gotten worse due to his tax cuts for the rich, due to his Medicaid cuts for the most vulnerable, and especially due to this Iran war that is currently draining most of our military equipment. The CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says that our missile capacity has been drained by 50%. I find this to be rather terrifying. I am going to continue talking about this every single second I can over the next few weeks, whether it's in the back of an Uber, whether it's in the podcast that I'm about to go do, the debates that I'm about to go do. We will keep spreading the truth at a time when it feels like this administration is lying to all of us. So I just wanted to pop in with a quick update and let you guys know that the Iran war is still going on. It has not gotten better. That this administration is still effing up, and they have now announced maybe their fourth mission to try to fix their first mission. We had the first mission a year ago, where they said they obliterated the capacity. Then we had to go back in for Operation Epic Fury. Then they announced something called Project Freedom to open the Strait of Hormuz, but that fizzled out. Now they're opening the fourth try on ending this war. I'm not sure it's going to work. If you appreciate these videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. I love you all, and peace out.